Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
What a show yesterday, man. I tell you what, really glad to have plenty of time to take your phone calls today. We've got some open phones time right now. And then the 9 o'clock hour, I think our 9 o'clock hour is completely wide open. I've got a couple of folks who are going to join us later on here in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. But then the rest of the time, hey, we're just taking your phone calls and talking about the big news of the day right here on Montana Talks. In fact, we've already got some callers on the phone lines ready to get things rolling for us here this morning. Yesterday, before I get to the topic that she wants to cover, I'm hoping she might want to give us her reactions to what Laura Loomer had to say yesterday in our 9 o'clock hour of this show. We had Laura Loomer join us, for those of you who missed it. And she wants to come to Montana because she wants to track down Liberal Senator John Tester and ask him some of the questions that many in the Montana media are refusing to ask Liberal Senator John Tester. Anyway, it was a fast-moving 9 o'clock hour of the show. We snuck in as many phone calls as we could. One of those callers goes by the name Tester Will Not Be Elected, calling in from Eastern Montana. She's back with us here to kick off this 8 o'clock hour of this show. Hey, what did you think of Laura Loomer? What stood out to you?
Laura Loomer is a legend. She is so well-spoken and well-versed, and her convictions are strong. And it is such an honor to have Laura interested in our Senate race. As we all know, of course, it's because the control of the U.S. Senate runs through Montana. But she is an absolute legend. And like I said yesterday, she inspires me to release the information that I do, and she inspires me to do that work. So I was just elated to hear her describe how Senator John Tester has been a key player in Kamala Harris's election and her getting to Senate, then to VP. I mean, it just really legitimizes our work all together in our whole state to finally retire Tester. Now, I just thank you so much, Aaron, for taking my call yesterday, because that border is so important to talk about, because we're a little removed from it, but we're really not. So, but what I wanted to talk about today, it goes international. Okay. So we have our problems here at home. Now, across the seas, we have the problem in Israel and them getting rockets launched at them by terrorist organizations. We have now established that those terrorist organizations are being funded by Iran. So this weekend, there were, unfortunately, God rest their souls, some children, that 10 children that were bombed over in northern Israel. Now, those rockets came from Lebanon. Those rockets that came from Lebanon were built in Iran. So my question is our freak Senator John Tester, he voted with Obama in 2015 to enrich the Iranian nuclear project for that to go forward.
So basically, Tester is giving Iran the money to rocket children in Israel. Hold that thought. Stand by.
Securing America.
The Senate Armed Services Committee holding a hearing Tuesday to get the latest findings and recommendations from the Commission on National Defense Strategy. Commission Chair Jane Harman made this sobering assessment.
The threats to U.S. national security and our interests are greater than any time since World War II and more complex than any threats during the Cold War.
Commission Vice Chair Eric Edelman adding,
there is potential for near-term war and a potential that we might lose such a conflict.
He says we have not completely accounted for the partnership between Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. While Republican Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi said that,
the commission report notes that our military capacity and capabilities are insufficient to meet the current requirements at acceptable risk.
He called for defense spending to return to Cold War era levels. Kevin Ruskin, Fox. Fox News.
Oh, man, where are the white girls at? I think that was the most fun I've ever had for the entire 4 hours since we first launched this show, Montana Talks. Aaron Flint here. Man, if you missed 1 second of Tuesday's show, we had Laura Loomer on for the 9 o'clock hour. John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, was with us. Plus, Jeff Bridges. Man, what was up with Jeff Bridges? We were talking about the crazy white women for Kamala and more. MontanaTalks.com for full audio.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Let me do a quick scene setter for you, just so we're all on the same page. I know some of you have already heard this news and information here. But great news out of the Middle East, out of Iran as well. Israel firing back, taking out senior terrorist leaders. Here's the report that Fox News Radio had earlier this morning.
Israel's prime minister had said the deaths of those 12 children on the soccer field would not go unanswered. Now top leaders of Hamas and Hezbollah have been killed over the course of 12 hours. The two targeted killings took place in Tehran and Beirut. First, Hezbollah's top military commander, Fouad Shukar, who Israel blamed for that rocket strike in the Golan Heights that killed 12 children. The State Department had put a $5 million bounty on his head. Officials say he played a central role in the killing of 241 American servicemen in the Marine barracks bombing in Beirut back in 1983. Then hours later in Iran's capital, the leader of Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, was killed just after the inauguration of Iran's new president.
All right, so that is the good news. Israel has responded, taking out these senior terrorist leader, one of whom was connected to the deaths of so many great Americans back in the 1980s. Anyway, back to our caller from Eastern Montana. I mean, you raised such an important point here. Liberal Senator John Tester is not only responsible for this invasion of illegal aliens that's leading to deaths and crime here in Montana. He supported the Iranian nuclear deal with Obama. He has supported Joe Biden's foreign policy, which has literally opened up the floodgates for cash to Iran. And they have been targeting American troops. And as you pointed out, they're basically the ones behind the deaths of these Israeli children.
That's absolutely correct, Aaron. And I know that things are really bad here at home where everybody is working one, two, three jobs, keeping their heads down, trying to just survive and make it. Now's the time where we all look up, we all look at each other, we help each other, because John Tester and the liberals and that policy isn't just affecting our state. It is affecting the country, it is affecting the world, and he's an absolute fraud. He's a freak. Why would Montana allow him any longer to ruin our state, our world, and the Senate race runs through Montana? So I know Montanans like to mind their own business and just get through life, but we are not afforded that luxury anymore because we didn't retire Tester sooner. So now it's our job, and that's what we're going to do. I just hope Iran doesn't send some nuclear weapons over since John voted with Obama to enrich their nuclear. So it's sad, and I really thank you, Aaron, for what you're doing. Laura Loomer is a legend, and I would love to meet her someday, but she's on point. She is absolutely correct.
You know, we talk a lot about the annoying campaign commercials for Liberal Senator John Tester because he's such a fraud and he's such a phony, and they're trying to make him look like something he's not. They're trying to make him look like some sort of moderate. But actually, one of the more conservative commercials that's criticizing John Tester is actually what's annoying me this week. Every time I hear this ad, John Tester may be a nice guy, but, and then they talk about his disastrous policies like open borders and more. Look, let's be clear. And Stephen Miller laid this out at the Montana GOP convention last summer in Missoula. John Tester is not a nice guy. John Tester is, if you ask me, this guy has used the most dirtbag tactics you could imagine in really every one of his campaigns. John Tester isn't even man enough to thank Tim Sheehy and his wife Carmen for their service to our country. He is trashing a military veteran's business that is up there in the air fighting fires, saving lives, saving homes. This guy lacks any class whatsoever. So look, I get it. It's a campaign strategy to try to, you know, because there are some people out there who think that this guy is a nice guy. He's not. He is a fraud, and he needs to be called out for it. A nice guy would not want men in your daughter's locker room.
That's absolutely correct, Aaron. Good. I mean, such a good point. But just so you know, Tester will be campaigning all through the state on all of the powwows, and he will be sitting at the veterans tent. So if you want to go ask Tester some questions or anybody else, you have to go onto the reservation, go to the veterans tent, because that's the only place he seems comfortable is in Montana on the reservations.
Yeah, as he literally targets reservations with fentanyl and meth and Mexican drug cartel operatives who are targeting reservations, and yet he wants to go use Native Americans as human shields, right? I mean, tell you what, I'd be even more outraged at John Tester. The fact that his open border policies are causing more harm on the reservations than they are everywhere else in the state of Montana right now. Now I got to go back. Hey, thanks so much for the phone call. Great to hear from you. Now, you know, what I'd like to do, I need to go back and pull up what Stephen Miller said. This has got me thinking. I need to go back and I'm going to pull it up from last summer. We had Stephen Miller on this show. And I need to pull that up because he made the great point that look guys, don't put out this line that John Tester is a nice guy, but this guy wants guys in girls' locker rooms. This nice guy gave billions of dollars to Iran that targeted U.S. troops, that killed and slaughtered U.S. troops. That's slaughtering innocent Israelis, that's behind and funding the worst attack on Jews since the Holocaust. So spare me the nice guy bit.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
A little slow putting my headset back on. Yeah, I was trying to find the audio here of Stephen Miller. So he spoke at the Montana Republican Party state convention last summer, back in June of 2023. And I pulled that audio up. But actually, the audio that I was looking for, I'm going to have to try to track that down for you here. It was, I believe, was from March of 2023. When Stephen Miller absolutely tore in to liberal Senator John Tester. I had Coach Lou Holtz on back then, too. Remember when we had a Notre Dame coach, Lou Holtz, back on the show? That was earlier this year when we had Coach Lou Holtz and Stephen Miller. Let me see here. Yeah, John Tester thinks you are stupid. Here in Washington, for a number of years now, it is the biggest open secret in the city of Washington that John Tester hates Montana, hates Montanans, laughs at you all, mocks you, and comes to D.C. and is Schumer and Pelosi and Biden's errand boy. He is their errand boy. He does whatever he is told by Schumer, Pelosi, now Jeffries, and Joe Biden. He thinks that every election year, a few months out, his out-of-state rich buddies can dump millions of dollars into TV ads and show up and say, hey, look at me. I've got a buzz cut. I wear flannel shirts. I'm a normal guy. Vote for me. Ignore my years of horrific radical Marxist votes. That's how little he thinks of the people of Montana. This was the audio. I think this was actually from his speech at the Montana GOP state convention last summer.
An Ebola Act that puts biological 18-year-old men in in a freshman girl's locker room as a civil right, and that no one here is going to notice or care. You know, we can talk all we want about taxes. We can talk all we want about the size of the economy. We can talk all we want about dollars and cents. But fundamentally, the reason you're living in Montana is because of the quality of life here. The quality of life. And you're not going to have any quality of life when this place starts to look like Portland. There will be no quality of life. You'll be all trying to figure out where else you can move to. Because everything you came here for will be gone. And the laws that John Tester is trying to enact will steal from you and your children every single thing that you care about. And to show you just how sick and demented the Democratic Party has become, we're getting lectures from them, from their DOJ right now, on the rule of law, when John Tester, the Democrats in the Senate, and Joe Biden are facilitating the largest human trafficking scheme in human history. The largest human trafficking scheme. The largest sex trafficking scheme. The largest labor trafficking scheme in human history, on our southern border, every day, perpetrated willfully by them, with full knowledge, full support, full complicity, a criminal scheme of vast proportions. And they're trying to put President Trump in jail over a documents dispute when you got Hillary Clinton deleting 33,000 emails after she got a congressional subpoena and Comey's let her walk away?
Anyway, that was from, basically a year ago, and look at what has played out since then. And again, I would throw out the question, as he pointed out, over 1 year ago at the Montana GOP convention, Joe Biden and John Tester have been running, and Kamala Harris have been running the largest human trafficking scheme in American history on our southern border. So again, I would make the point, would a nice guy do that and allow that to happen? I think we all know the answer to that question. Well, luckily, I got a couple of nice guys in studio with us right now. We're going to switch to some other topics here, but got a couple of great guys in studio with us right now. You guys know our friend Dr. Dale Williams with Billings Last Diet. And Doc, great to see you. Thanks for popping in the studios here.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Yeah. I want to definitely talk about our remote option because our listeners all across the state, you know, they've not only heard me talk about Billings Last Diet, but they've also seen it because they're like, Aaron, man, you really trimmed down since that last deployment. And so they've heard me talk about Billings Last Diet. But now they actually have the ability to benefit from your program as well with this new remote option that you've got available.
Yeah. And we've had people come in from hearing from Aaron Flint from across the state who have called and have begun the diet. We have several remote dieters from across the state. And so it's a great option for people that aren't here in Billings. You get the same great coaching. You get the same good product. You get the same phenomenal program that Aaron Flint used to lose his 33 pounds. So we're excited to have that available.
And then they've heard our callers from Bozeman and elsewhere talk about losing 100 pounds, 100 plus pounds. It's just been absolutely, and through the remote option where you ship them the scale, you ship them their ideal protein food products, you do remote coaching with them and everything, and it's working. It's been successful. I mentioned coaches. You know, it's not just you. You're doing a great job. You run an incredible program, but you got a whole great team at Billings Last Diet. And in fact, great partner at that team, Dr. Jordan's with us today as well. Dr. Jordan, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you as well, Aaron. Thanks for having me on. You mentioned that remote option. That's something that we started during COVID, and we thought maybe that would just be kind of a temporary fix. But I'm telling you, we have had a huge outpouring of people listening to your program across the state, calling in and wanting to start from, you name it, from Bozeman area, as far out as, I think, what do we have the farthest away up in is northern. I can't remember the city exactly, but it was hours away.
My diet coach, Jen, I can't remember. Yeah, I think it was somebody from the Flathead or maybe even out of Libby.
So, yeah, somewhere. I mean, all over the state. And it, like Dr. Williams said, the same success we're having here in Billings, same coaching, get their remote phone call, weekly accountability in the product, just the same exact results as they're getting.
Yeah. And for folks who aren't too familiar with the program, basically it's an ideal protein program, but really it's your coaches that also make it successful. But people are familiar with ideal protein and know the success of ideal protein and how much better tasting the products have gotten over the years as well. I love the snacks, the protein chips and more. I take them whenever I'm on a road trip.
Well, we've got a great system. Ideal Protein is the product that we utilize. Systems don't work themselves. You have to work the system. And so the coaches are what help implement the program so that they can have it in their real life. And so there's a lot of people who know how to lose weight, but they haven't lost weight. They need somebody to help them. And so that's where the coaching comes in. And we do have a great team. Dr. Jordan's been teaching about a year and a half now, has been teaching the classes, some of the classes that we have. And our coaches are just phenomenal at helping people identify how they can develop a lifestyle that'll help them lose weight, and then have them transition into keeping that weight off for the rest of their life.
You know, it's funny. We did this big statewide tour across Montana. We had a retired Border Patrol chief with us, Chris Clem. So we did events in Missoula, Bozeman, Kalispell, Great Falls. And so I was traveling all across the state. And so, but anyway, it was funny. I was staying well hydrated, you know, because I would have a hydration drink and, you know, and basically, you know, with breakfast and lunch was kind of protein bars and veggies. And then I'd have a good dinner, steak and some veggies, wherever we landed for the day. But it was funny. I just felt like I was putting on pounds because I was traveling and I snacked a little bit here and there, right? And so I thought, man, I'm putting on pounds, and I was starting to, you know, kind of stress out about it. Well, I did my diet check-in with my coach the following Monday, had an incredible weigh-in.
Yeah.
And I think what it was that I was so well hydrated that I felt, you know, bloated. So I assumed I put on weight. But as I know, working through your coaches is actually that water is what helps you burn fat. And the protein helps you maintain the muscle.
So you can try to gauge how your health is by the way you feel. And there's some truth to that. But, boy, it doesn't tell the whole story. I mean, you can if you have a body composition analysis like we have in our office, we can say, oh, that's just water weight that you've put on. You put on an extra 4 pounds of water weight, or you put on an extra 4 pounds of fat. That's problematic where the water weight isn't. So with the traveling like that, you have to remember also with the hydration, a lot of people, if they're traveling through the air, doing air flights, they get dehydrated very quickly.
Which is why they get headaches.
Yeah,
they
absolutely
assume it's because of the elevation, but in reality, it's because of the dehydration. And that hydration is so key. But Dr. Jordan, it's funny. If you didn't have a coach, somebody else to kind of give it an outside look, you'd be tempted to just give up and quit your diet because you'd say, well, it's not working. When that 4 or 5 pounds was probably all water, right?
Absolutely. And the other point, a lot of diets or a lot of individuals on diet fail when they're traveling because they don't know how to find that easy option. They don't know, they're not educated on actually how their body works. They just saw a diet online or heard from a friend what they should do when they're traveling. The beauty about the program and our coaching is just like you mentioned, even though you're traveling, you're still able to stay on task, on protocol, and be successful in that part. A lot of people will take a week or two and will fail on their diets because they just don't know what to do. But a big part of Building Class Diet is making sure that you can be successful on the road, at home, wherever you are, so that you don't keep having to reset every time you travel, every time you go see friends or family. You can keep on that program throughout that traveling experience.
Yeah, and so, hey, if you want to call and schedule a remote meeting, a remote session, you can watch their seminars online as well, 406-294-6751, or you can go to BillingsLastDiet.com. But Dr. Dale Williams, I know you also, for those that are in the Billings area, you do have free seminars that they can attend locally as well, but great remote option. Heck, that even works for people that are listening, even in the Billings area, that may not want to travel all the way in once a week.
Yep, absolutely. And Dr. Jordan will be teaching a class today at noon. Every Wednesday at noon, we have a class. And then next Tuesday, we will also have our evening class for those that are local that want to come in. But if you want to find out about the program, go to BillingsLastDiet.com. All the information's there. You can get a hold of a diet coach if you have a remote option that you'd like to try as well.
Well, stick around for just a couple more minutes if you can, Dr. Jordan and Dr. Williams. Got to take a quick break here on Montana Talks. I've got Dave Galt joining us in just a few minutes. He helped organize this great event. They unveiled a statue in honor of former Governor Judy Martz. We're going to talk with Dave Galt here in just a few minutes. But first, I got one more important question I want to throw to the docs here in the house. So stand by, and we'll jump right back into it here right after this. Oh, man. Where are the white girls at? I think that was the most fun I've ever had for the entire 4 hours since we first launched this show, Montana Talks. Aaron Flint here. Man, if you missed 1 second of Tuesday's show, we had Laura Loomer on for the 9 o'clock hour. John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, was with us. Plus, Jeff Bridges. Man, what was up with Jeff Bridges? We were talking about the crazy white women for Kamala and more. MontanaTalks.com for full on.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Yeah, we'll jump back into some other topics here. And then we should have Dave Galt with us here in just a few minutes as well, talking about the late great Governor Judy Martz and a statue now unveiled in her honor at the Montana Capitol. Sounds like an incredible event. And I noticed on Twitter, I think, you know, even some Democrat lawmakers showed up to honor her, which is great to see, because, you know, that's how things used to be. You know, Democrats and Republicans could still come together on important things and have some civility. I don't know why we've lost so much of that. Well, I could tell you a few reasons why I think we've lost so much of that. But it was good to see at least some of the Democrat lawmakers. I think it was Mary Dunwell, I think, was one of them who was on Twitter talking about being at the event as well. So, yeah, we'll talk about that here in just a couple of minutes. But, yeah, since we had to hit that hard break there, Dr. Dale Williams, one of the things that sounds like it's a newer feature to the program from when I went through it, gosh, 6-plus years ago now, you're sending out 6 weeks success letters. Yeah. How successful has that been?
So The exciting thing about Billings Last Diet is you see consistent weight loss, particularly in the beginning. And so, as we've talked about before, the first week can be a little tough. But when you come in and you see what your weight loss was for that first week, it motivates you to go to the next week, the next week. So we started sending out a six-week success letter. So how many pounds people lose within the first 6 weeks. And those have been incredible. We've for females, it's a little less than males, but it's anywhere from 15 to 30 pounds that people can lose in a six-week period of time. And that's in the beginning when they've got more to lose. It kind of tapers off a little bit toward the end. But it's been great for people to see how many inches they lose and how many pounds they lose. So if you're wondering if this worked for you, take it from the thousands of dieters who've been through Billings Last Diet. It works. They got their 6 week success letter. We've got the wall of fame in the office that you can come in and see people that have succeeded.
Well, and then on top of the 6 week success letter, after you hit your goal, they have like a weight vest that you can put on. And so after I lost 33 pounds on Billings Last Diet, I put on the weight vest and I was like, holy cow, this is like being back in Afghanistan with my body armor and, you know, my 9mm strapped to my chest and all my ammo and the radio and everything. It was like, it was literally like putting that back on. And that's what I was carrying around after that last deployment. And so it's just such a life-changing program. Dr. Jordan, you've been there now 3 years. And isn't it just so cool to see, like, we talk about a lot of things on the radio, a lot of important topics, but the when I have listeners come to me and tell me how this has changed their life and what a big deal it means to them, it's like, well, you know what, if that's all I did this week was help somebody in that way, man, it's so cool to be a part of a life-changing program.
Well, absolutely, Aaron, and you mentioned that weight loss coming off, and people don't realize how much 30 pounds is to your joints, to your back, to your knees, and how much that's holding them back from doing the things they want to do. You know, if you had that extra 30 pounds and then you put that rucksack on, I guarantee you wouldn't have been moving around in Afghanistan near as well. And people aren't hiking like they used to. They're not playing with their grandkids. They're having trouble going up and down stairs because that 30, 40, 50 pounds they put on, they just don't realize how it's affecting them, not just because they don't feel good in their own skin, but their health. And so one of the main focuses since I've been with Billings Last Diet for me hasn't been so much the weight loss, but the health gains that come along when you lose weight. You start to feel more energy. You have the ability to get around and do those things that you want to do or haven't been able to do for so long. And we just hear story after story of people doing those activities and really, I mean, just having life-changing experiences simply because they took the time to sit down, go to a free seminar and take the plunge and really go the distance with us and lose that weight.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned it. In fact, that was one of our listeners in Bozeman. He heard me mention another listener. I ran into one of our listeners at Billings Last Diet, and he was telling me, you know, he lost 90-some pounds, and I said, can you feel the difference? And he said, yeah, my knees don't hurt anymore. And that's what stood out to this guy in Bozeman. So he said, you know what, I'm going to give these guys a call. I'm going to try it out, especially using this new remote option that they've got available. And he said the same, because his knees hurt him so bad, he wouldn't go for walks with his wife. I ran into him and his wife in Helena while we were doing one of these events across the state, and that's where I first met them, and they came up to me, and he said, he told me this story, and he said he's now going, his wife told me actually, he now goes on walks with me. And so it's the little things like that that are really the big things in life that we forget marriages. About. That's right. Yeah, exactly. Well, great to see both of you. Thanks for all you do. Doc Williams, Dr. Jordan, good to see both of you. Thanks for dropping
in. Sir.
All right. 406-294-0970 is the number. We'll open up the phone lines for you and anything and everything you want to talk about here in just a few minutes. But first, great to have another good guy on the show right now. Dave Gault, big part of the statue in honor of Governor Judy March that was just unveiled this week. Dave, thanks for joining us this morning.
You bet. And tell that other guy that he's right about that extra weight.
Yeah. Not that you would know anything about that, or not that I, yeah, you know, I tell people.
I'm losing. Okay, buddy.
No, you're good. You're good, Dave. Yeah. Hey, sounds like it was just an incredible event. I wish I could have been there with you. We had a great phone call from Judy Rolfe in Helena. I think it was yesterday. Actually, it was the day before yesterday. Anyway, sounds like you just had an incredible event. What do you want to tell folks about the ceremony honoring former Governor Judy March?
Well, it was beyond my expectations. We had the ability to have a catered lunch and invite the governor and the congressional delegation, but those guys were all in session, so they sent staff with messages, which were all great, and then Montana statewide leadership talked, and the governor led it off, and everybody got a chance to just give a few memories of Judy, and then we closed with former Governor Mark Roscoe. It was excellent, and we had the wonderful and talented Shane Hedges as an MC, and he just did a bang-up job. So it was a well-attended event.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Tom Buchanan had a great write-up for KXLH-TV. Judy March, the first female governor of Montana, served from 2001 to 2005. She was the first female lieutenant governor prior to that. But did you time it out to be happening during the Summer Olympics? Because, of course, Judy March, born in Big Timber, Montana, and she was a part of the 1963 U.S. World Speed Skating Team and competed on the U.S. Olympic Speed Skating Team at the 1964 Winter Games in Austria. So how fitting to have it the same week that the Olympics were taking place.
I'd like to tell you, Aaron, that I did plan that, but the truth of the matter is that her birthday was July 28th, and we wanted to get it set up on her birthday, but we had to do it on Monday, not Sunday. So that was the real reason, and the fact that the Olympics decided to run that week, that's just great, too.
Well, I think some folks, especially if they know the faith of Judy March, that might say it was a God thing. You know, I was talking about wearing body armor and carrying around all that ammo and everything. And, you know, when I was in Iraq, this was 2005, 2006, and you know, I didn't, you know, back then it was like, you know, you had instant messenger. You didn't have all the communication tools you got today. So I remember one morning before I was going out on patrol, I just thought, I'll go check some messages here. And I had a message from Judy March, and she says, you know, I'm praying for you. God bless all of our troops over there. When Judy March said she was praying for you, she meant it.
She did. And she had a prayer group at the Capitol, an optional deal you could go to with some of the folks. And it was she was very, very true to her faith, and that carried her right through her troubles with the pancreatic cancer. And I don't know if you heard, we had Reverend Steve Bostrom come in, and or Keith.
I think it's Steve. Yeah, so, Steve. Yeah, I met him in Missoula a long time ago. Yeah,
right. Right, right. So he was there, and he mentioned a story about, you know, toward the end, he was talking to Judy, and he asked her how the pain was and how he managed that. And she goes, you know, it's not really too bad in the daytime, but it is tough at night. And he goes, really, at night, huh? Why is that, you think? And she goes, you know, I just think God wants that pain between her, him, and me. And that was a profound statement that kind of sent a hush through the crowd when he said that in the opening prayer for our dedication.
Wow. Well, you know, we've got a lot of newcomers to Montana, or heck, I mean, it's, you know, it's 20 years later or so. So who was Governor Judy Martz, and how was she remembered further at this ceremony? Dave, can you join us for a few more minutes? I got to take a quick break here, but can you join us for a few minutes after that?
Absolutely.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, we'll go back to David Gault here coming up after this next break, talking about the life and legacy of former Governor Judy Martz. And I'm looking at the photos here of the statue, and of course she's got just that big beaming smile that she was always known for. All right, a quick break, back with Dave Gault after this, and then coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we've got the phone lines open for you, anything and everything you want to talk about here on Montana Talks.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Media will do their job. They will cover for her radicalism, her extremism. They will cover for her flip-flopping. They will go along with her lies and misinformation and propaganda. They will go along with her smears and slander. They will go along with her besmirchment of all things Donald Trump. They will do everything in their power, just like they did to help Joe Biden and cover for him in the 2020 election. And they will do everything in their power to help her get elected this year. They will help. They will do everything to cover all the information that we are unfolding in terms of the vetting of Kamala Harris. They won't do that job. They won't ask those questions.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-TERM-LIFE. That's 800-TERM-LIFE.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Some incredible economic stories began to unfold in the late 1980s in Europe, Asia, and here in the U.S. All over the world, in fact, the two Germanies became one. U.S. companies invested in Russia. The Chinese economy began its meteoric climb. Inflation faded and growth quickened. And trade in just about everything, ideas, products, and something called software, flourished. If the rhetoric of political campaigns is to be believed, that era is over. One candidate promises to impose tariffs on virtually everything. The current administration uses borrowed money to subsidize building things like battery and chip factories here to wean us away from imports. And no one, it seems, is saying anything positive about Chinese electric vehicles. Those actions might gain applause, especially in swing states candidates are trying to win. The working assumption of those who advocate the reversal of trade's prominence is that we can continue to grow as before. That assumption may turn out to be disastrously wrong. I'm Patrick Barkey.
North of Miller's Horse Palace, Yellowstone Valley Rock Supply, rocking Montana since 2016.
Man, what a show on Tuesday's Montana Talks. Laura Loomer joined us for the full statewide hour, raising some of the questions that many in the Montana media, the newspapers, the TV stations, refused to ask John Tester, plus reporting some information that you haven't heard anywhere else. That's what we delivered on Tuesday's Montana Talks. Coming up on...
News, Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana, studios.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we just got about 3 or 4 minutes left here in this hour of the show. But Dave Gault, again, thanks for being with us here to talk about the big statue unveiled in honor of former Governor Judy Martz. Now, if I remember right, you served in her cabinet. Were you transportation director under Governor Martz, if I remember right?
I was transportation director. It was a great job, and she's a great boss.
Yeah, just a great lady. What were some of the stories that were shared during the unveiling of the statue, or what do you think Governor Martz should be remembered for the most?
Well, I know that during those times there was a lot of things going on, and that was when 9/11 popped, and we had, you know, the concerns about that and terrorism, that heightened awareness type of things. And we had several incidents in Montana that were very curious, and she did a great job handling those kinds of things early in her tenure. The other thing that I think is prominent is we were in the hole financially in my state of Montana. I mean, we have the luxury these days of having, you know, a large budget surplus, but we didn't have that in 2001 and 2003. And she managed through that term without any tax increases that I'm aware of. And if there was a tax increase, it might have been insignificant, but that was, those were tough times. Those were very lean times. And we had a lot of transition to work with.
Well, and then the pro-business policies that she put in effect along with Republican legislators in revising the income tax structure, I think many would argue that kind of, you know, laid the path for the economic growth that would soon follow, that, of course, others would then try to take the credit for.
Well, sure. Yeah, that's how it works. But she was extremely pro-business, and I think we all remember the business lapdog comments, you know, that were floated in that election season. And she was proud of that. She goes, well, I'm here for business. And I believe she was a Chamber of Commerce president in Butte as well, and when she was operating her own business down in Silverbowl County.
Yeah, her and her husband had the trash collection business. One tough lady in the media just had it out for her from day one. They just wanted to do everything they could to go after her, at least from what I recall.
Yeah, you're right. That was the other side. Yeah, that's true. So, but it was a great event. You know, Governor Roscoe talked a little bit about, you know, his term with her, and was very gracious. And you know, folks just remembered her being a bright light, and I think the military comment too that you made. She was always one of the generals was there: General Pendergast, General Mosley, a couple other National Guard people were there that said, you know, she was always there at deployments, and she was always there when we came home, and she was held in very high regard by our troops.
There when they left, there when they came home, and praying for them throughout. That was Judy Martz, that's for sure. Well, Dave Gault, where can we find the statue at in the Montana Capitol?
It is in the Montana Capitol, and it's between the staircases that go to third floor and first floor, right in front of the governor's office. So she's looking back down the hall to the east, I believe, or the west, and has her hand out welcoming folks into the governor's office. And the artist was a guy named Gareth Curtis, who was from Fort Tiny, Eureka, Montana. He did the Mansfield Metcalf stand, or the Mansfield, Mr. and Mrs. Mansfield statue that exists on the third floor. And, you know, he's the son of former Senator Alvin Curtis from Lincoln County years ago.
That reminds me of the statue in the U.S. Capitol of former Congresswoman Jeanette Rankin. It has a similar look and feel as that one in stature as well. All right, Dave Gault, appreciate your time, and thanks for all your efforts along with you and the whole committee to raise the funds for that memorial as well. Appreciate your time this morning. All right, quick break. We'll get to your national news update, and then phone lines are open for the 9 o'clock hour for you.